Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier. It's my pleasure to be with you for the next 3 hours. And I must say, I've got a couple of river ones coming up. And the last one for the afternoon, which will be about 2:15, we've got Santa Claus coming in. And we had him in last year and we had a ball. So stay tuned. But first of all, we've got one of our regulars on. We talked to Mia from Crime Stoppers quite a bit. So first of all, welcome, Mia.
Hi, Alan. How are you? Thanks for having me.
No worries at all. I'm very good, thank you. I know you've given me a list of a few things that you want to talk about, which is, and I should say that between 1 and 2, I want to talk about a couple of other scams that's not on this list, and one of them in particularly is really annoys me because playing on people's emotions, it's playing with people who are very sad at Christmas time. So we'll cover that between 1 and 2. But first of all, Mia, the first item you've got to speak about, I actually thought had disappeared. I didn't think people were doing it anymore. I hadn't heard of it. But I was out with someone only 2 or 3 weeks ago, and they'd been a victim of it. And that's pickpocketing. I really didn't think that was still being done, but obviously it is.
Absolutely. There's, you know, during Christmas time, obviously, it's a really happy time. There's a lot of things to celebrate, time with family, whether you celebrate Christmas or not. But there are some crime-related issues that do sort of pop up. And one of them can be pickpocketing. That can be in busy areas. And really, it's just opportunistic rather than planned. You know, when you go away, if you've traveled overseas, sometimes in Paris and such, they've got really planned, organized pickpockets. In places like Melbourne or Australia, they're a lot more opportunistic. So if you're being sort of blasé, you've left your phone somewhere, you're holding it out so that they can grab it, you've got your bag's wide open, someone might walk past and just grab something. So it's always important to, you know, zip your bag up and to, you know, make sure you've not got your phone hanging out your back pocket and you're just aware of your surroundings.
And of course, at the moment, all the shops are busy too, aren't they? And certainly in the new year with all the sales and that, so you're amongst hundreds of people. So, you know, I just didn't realise that it was still being done, to be honest.
Well, I mean, it's always important to just be cautious. It's not our most sort of severe threat at this time, but we definitely need to just be careful so that we're the ones, you know, it's more preventative, you know, rather than reactive. So we've also got things like home burglaries that are an issue, aggravated burglaries that are a year-long issue. But when people go away as well, though, then a lot of burglaries can happen if their houses are left unattended for, you know, 2-3 weeks. Maybe they're visiting family interstate. So it's important that we're sort of locking our homes up securely, not having expensive gifts visible under the tree and such. But, yeah, there's a few issues to consider.
And the other thing is too, and I know there's been a few, and I think Crime Stoppers might have put a couple up on Facebook because people are getting Christmas presents delivered, and some of these unscrupulous people are following the Aussie Post truck around van and then going and stealing them off the front porch.
Absolutely. Parcel theft really increases around this time. We've got things like Black Friday, Cyber Monday sales where a lot of people are shopping online, and a lot of the time, you know, their parcels are left out on the porch, on the doorstep. Yep. And, you know, we don't want delivery drivers feeling like we've got to throw things at the fence and then get blamed if it breaks. But then they also aren't to blame, you know, if you think your parcel gets taken, if there's no secure place to leave it. So make sure you check signature on arrival when that's an option, just so that, you know, they can take it to a local post office if you're not home and you can go pick it up the next day. Or you can say you can, you know, get it delivered to a special lockbox or a parcel locker if you're not going to be home. Or if you do have a good relationship with your neighbours, and I think same applies for home burglaries and such, talk to your neighbours. They can come get the parcel. If you see that it's been delivered or if you get an email it's been delivered, they can take it in until you get home. Or if you're leaving the house unattended for a couple of weeks, get them to take your bins out, get them to get your mail, or even park in your driveway so it looks like someone's at home.
And the other thing is too, of course, at the moment with people in the shopping centres, and I'm thinking particularly during January where a lot of people are off, they go and they park the cars down the beach. They want to go and have a swim or just hang around on the beach, and some clown or some person goes and knocks off stuff out them, because very often people have got those cam recorders up on, you know, up on the windscreen where people can see them. And some of them leave their mobile phone. So I guess that's the other issue too, that people have to be very careful that what they leave in their cars too, don't they?
Absolutely. I think that leaving things in your cars is always, it's not a very good idea ever, but I think when you're shopping in a busy shopping centre, don't go back into your car and drop all the gifts off and then go back. Make sure you're locking your car everywhere. Park somewhere that's busy or well lit if it's nighttime. Keep all your valuables out of sight and make sure your windows are closed. If you've got, if you want to leave a window open, then make sure you can't get your arm through and, you know, able to open the door that way. But there's also things you can use like anti-theft devices such as steering wheel locks or even car alarms. And also, if you are leaving things in your car, for example, you might go to the post office and get some valuable documents or things. Don't leave them in your car, because then that opens up some doors and things to identity theft. And you just don't want any sensitive information being really readily or easily available to take.
And I guess the other thing is too that a lot of people like to donate things at this time of the year, like particularly money. I know some people donate money to different organisations and then say to the person that, oh, you know, we've donated in your name. But people need to be very careful, because I see the other day someone put up a GoFund thing. They raised $60,000. Pretending that the child had cancer. So you've got to be extremely careful, don't you?
Absolutely. And I know it's so sad, because you have to be skeptical about everything, it feels. And charity and giving is such a beautiful thing to do at this time. But you've got to be aware of charity fraud, where scammers impersonate charities and solicit donations. And this is really taking advantage of people's goodwill. So make sure you do research charities if you haven't heard of it before, or donate to well-known charities.
Mia, I've just got to take a quick break and I'll be back with more. And that was Colleen Hewitt. And I'm talking to Mia from, from Crime Stoppers. Mia, we want to talk, we've started off a little bit of scams, and I want to talk in detail after 1 o'clock about a romantic scheme. And I think that's the pits when people play on people that are lonely at this time of the year. But we won't waste your time on that now, because I've got a, quite a bit to say after 1 o'clock. But one of the things that I guess the internet in some ways has been a bit ruined, because you see on Facebook, and I'm not having a go at Facebook, a lot of things pop up and you think, gee, that's an incredible deal. But you just... How do you work out which ones?
It is so hard, because things, and I know what you mean when you say it's been ruined. It is a real shame that a lot of what you're seeing on online marketplaces, such as Facebook, even Gumtree and such, they are fake sort of listings, and they're not selling. Either the seller is a scammer, or the buyer, in the sense that they offer you money for your good and they want to pay through some sort of unique payment system, or pay with gift cards or anything like that. If they don't want to pay through a secure system like PayPal, then it's probably a scam and you'll never see that money.
Sorry, I don't want to cut across you, but I follow a lot of old car pages. I love old cars, and a lot of them are putting up, you know, that someone's got either a car or parts that they really need interstate, and they pay for the money, and 3 months later, there's nothing's coming, and they're blocked, and they can't get them. So there's a lot of these scams going on, isn't there?
Absolutely. And one of the ones that... really, well, I'm probably a bit biased because I got done by this scam actually really
you
recently. Well, it's the fake website scam. So I'm going to a wedding this weekend, and I wanted a dress for the wedding, so I bought it online. The website seemed fine to me, but then it never arrived when it said it would. And I went and looked at reviews, and it was all just, this is a scam. This is a scam website. But I was lucky enough to pay through PayPal, so I should be able to get my money back.
Sure.
But
you were lucky.
And also then it's a secure payment method, so they're not actually getting my bank details, which is also good. So I'm a little bit sad that I just spent money on nothing. But
but you're going to get it back.
I really hope so. But yeah, so be really careful. Do look at reviews before you buy something, unlike me. But you learn from your mistakes, and you also learn by sharing what's happened to you. So instead of feeling embarrassed that I've fallen for something, I'm so, you know, open to sharing that I've fallen for this scam. And, you know, don't be fooled by the legitimacy of a website. It looks legitimate to me, and I'm online all the time. So they're really, these scammers are putting a lot of effort into fake websites, and that goes for the charity ones as well. Also, be really hesitant if anyone asks you to pay for anything in gift cards, because that's almost always a scam. You very rarely would. I can't think of a single situation where any sort of legitimate organization would need you to pay in a gift card. No. And also be really wary of phishing emails. So these are, you know, messages from reputable retailers or, you know, shipping companies such as like AusPost, and they want you to click a link so you can track your order or you missed your order, you put your details in. These sorts of things are often phishing attempts where you're actually being taken to a fake website and you're giving your either personal information or your financial bank details to scammers. So be really careful and hover over any link before you go to it. And also try and use your email as a sort of notification center. So if you get an email from the ATO, don't click any links, but rather go and see the notification. Or you might need to check out something to do with your ATO, and then go to the website directly. So Google it and then go to a publicly advertised website rather than any link provided.
I had one little while ago where they sent me something from the a superannuation company, and I rang them first, and they said, yeah, well, it is us. But, I mean, that way at least I knew that I was dealing with the people that said.
Exactly. It's better to be safe than sorry, and I think that method of double-checking, that's good. And in this day and age, no one's going to be bothered, because you know, it's really good to be cautious. I did that the other day. I wasn't expecting an email from someone. They sent me a sort of link to some images, and I sent an email back to them from the address that I have saying, hi, I just want to check that you sent me this. And they said, yep. And that was fine. It was all checked, but you just want to be careful and make sure that you are doing your due diligence.
All right, Mia, we're all out at the moment shopping at Christmas. The cars are full of stuff and we're out all over the place. What are some, you've got some ideas that can maybe help a little bit?
Yes. So, well, criminals target parked cars. That's sort of known. And this time, you know, is even worse. So stay vigilant during this season, during the holiday season. And I would say carry your purchases with you and don't leave them in the car while continuing to shop. That's a big one. But, you know, we've got a few things in regards to break-ins. So you break into your car, steal things, but then also the car itself, but then also your home. So as I was saying, your home might be left unattended during the holidays. Yep. And there's a few things you can do to prevent break-ins. You can make your home look occupied. So that's using timers for lights, TVs, or even the radio to create an illusion that someone's home. Like I said, with the parcel theft as well, have a neighbor or a friend collect mail or packages, or even just pause deliveries at that time, because if your mailbox box is overflowing, someone's going to realize that you're not home.
It's a dead giveaway, isn't it?
Yeah. Except sometimes I forget to get my mail, so they'll have anyone trying to break into my house.
You're trying to tell people how to stay safe.
I know. I need to listen to my own advice.
Yeah, that's right.
I like to feed the snails. They like to eat my mail, so. You should secure entry points. I do this, though. I do double check that all my doors and my windows are locked. Yep. You can install deadbolts, window locks, or any sort of security bars. If you're in a high-risk area and you do feel like this is a great threat to you, I would make sure that your safety is the most important thing. It's more important than any aesthetic. It's more important than, you know that money that might be used to do it. Your safety is the most important. And also garage doors is a big thing. So if you do have a garage door that has a sort of connecting internal door to the home, should make sure that you're locking that internal door, because if someone can get through the garage, which is very easy, then they can get into the house. So do make sure that you're locking that and don't forget about it.
And I guess if you can afford it, the better the security system you can afford to put in, the better it's going to be, isn't it?
Absolutely. So you've got things these days like a Ring camera. That's a great present for someone if you think that they might need it or they can't afford it or they wouldn't spend that sort of money on themselves. You could get that for them. Yep. Motion detectors often come with a Ring camera in the sense that they're, you know, you can get on your phone and alert if someone walks up the driveway or they walk towards the front door. So that's always good. And then sometimes even just a sign saying you have this, you know, security camera or you have a dog can be enough to deter people that are just walking past. Any opportunistic criminals or potential intruders could be sort of thinking, oh, maybe I'll try the next house since these people have cameras or these people have a dog. That could really help. But dogs, obviously, maybe get a dog. My dog is my biggest security system. He alerts me to any noise, not just threatening ones, any noise possible. He'll make sure I know about it.
Yep.
And it can really, you know, give you a bit of warning, or it can just scare someone off. If I was walking into a house and I heard my dog's bark from the top of the stairs, I think I'd turn around and run.
Well, I mean, pardon me, you probably can't stop everything, but you can get to the stage where you push a person on down the road, can't you?
Exactly. This is going to happen, but, you know, what can we do to protect ourselves and also our neighbours, in the sense that you can help your neighbours out if they're going away, arrange to have sort of a, you do this for me, I'll do that for you. So when they go away, you park in their driveway or you keep an eye on their house, make sure that nothing looks a little bit strange. And say they can do the same for you if you're going away. So that's a great arrangement to have. And if you are at home, close your blinds or curtains at night so that the light, they can't see in. They can't see that you've got, you know, that plasma screen TV.
Yep.
They can't see you've got the big, you know, Mac desktop or laptops and things. And just make sure you're keeping your life a little bit private. So that's the same when it comes to online privacy. You shouldn't be, if you're on holiday, sharing in real time. So if someone can see that you're away, then they know that the house is unattended.
So many people do that, though, don't they?
They really do.
They do a photo of themselves over in Spain or wherever it might be, and you think, hang on, like you're telling everybody there's nobody at your place.
Exactly. These days, people may have a house sitter, but you don't want to put them at risk either. If you are away and someone sees that and then there's an attempted break-in, that's probably quite frightening. So I would say make sure you take your beautiful photos. Feel free to do that. Feel free to share them, but share them when you get home.
I reckon that's brilliant advice, because it does give you the opportunity then to put them up, but by then it's too late. You're not exactly saying, well, I'm here. You're saying, well, this is what I did.
Exactly. And I think that silence is best when you're away on social media. You can speak to your friends, you know, tell them all about it privately, but you don't want to be sharing too much information about your whereabouts anyway. Things like real live tagged geolocations, I don't do that. I would only ever do it once I get back or once I'm home. So even if you're, you know, out for dinner and you're saying, I'm currently at this restaurant, people that have bad intentions or, you know, are trying to know where you are, this isn't a great thing to be doing. So just be safe when you're sharing where you are.
Well, Mia, I was just going to ask you, what are you doing for Christmas? But I better not, because we don't want anyone to know where you're going to be. But Mia, unfortunately,
I'll give you my address.
Unfortunately, it's time for us to go. We wish you and everybody at Crime Stoppers a Merry Christmas, a safe and Happy New Year. I know now that you're coming back in February. We'll be talking to you each month right through next year. I should mention I won't be here until the last week in January, because we rest the holiday, but we've got heaps of podcasts there for you if you'd like to listen to them. If not, enjoy your holidays. But thanks, Mia. Look, I hope you have a great holiday. I'm sorry that... I'm not going to ask you this. Is the wedding local that you're going to this weekend? Or don't tell me if it's interstate.
It's not local, but my parents are in town, so they'll be staying at my house.
Right.
There's no unattended homes.
I'm sorry that you lost your money on the dress, because it was probably a dress you really wanted anyway.
Yep, and then there was the last minute sort of rush to get a dress, so that's been a little bit stressful, but whatever, it's done now. And you know what? It might be the best Christmas surprise if this dress actually turns up and I've realised I haven't been scammed. That'll be fun.
That'd be terrific, but you're probably betting the other way.
Oh, for sure. I'm definitely here.
Thanks, Mia, and we look forward to talking to you right through next year.
Thanks, Alan. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone there.
Thanks, Mia. Bye.
Bye.